Welcome back to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Scheffler. As part of our Money with a Mission series, we are talking to some of our community partners who are doing amazing work right here in North Texas. Today, I'm joined by a special guest. Jenny Kanvika is with Hope Clinic. This is a clinic that provides free medical care to people who qualify right here in Collin County, and we have a great conversation about all the things they do. Stay tuned. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I am here with another special guest. This is Jenny
Kanvika. Okay. Or Kanvichka, if you're Czech.
Okay, got it. So I'm so glad you're here. We are in the middle of our missions month here at Christ Fellowship, where we invite a lot of our ministry partners in the community and also all around the world to talk to us a little bit about what they do.
Yeah.
Because we want to support you. We're excited to be able to support you. And so this is Hope Day, because I just had a wonderful conversation with Erin Snell from Hope mm-hmm. Women's Center.
Also a founder of Hope Clinic, fun fact.
Oh, love that. Mm-hmm. And then here you are repping with your swag, Hope Clinic. So that is fantastic. So tell us a little bit about, just give us the synopsis. Yeah. What is Hope Clinic?
Hope Clinic, we are a nonprofit medical home for uninsured Collin County residents who have no medical insurance of any kind. So no Medicaid, no Affordable Care Act, nothing like that, who are finding themselves, do I choose turning my lights on? Do I choose feeding my kids? Or do I choose insulin or blood pressure medication or seeing a doctor for the first time in 15 years? So yeah. We try to meet that gap. Our goal is to keep people out of the emergency room for incredibly easy to control things, you know,
yeah.
As well as we have our own form of long-term missions there, which is kind of part of our model, but we are a clinic. Who loves Jesus and loves people.
Jesus and loves people. Yeah. And wants to help people, mm-hmm. because you don't want people to have to go to the emergency room, mm-hmm. like you said, for blood pressure medicine or
acid reflux. It's so treatable, you know? Yes. And like things that we could nip in the bud early on in people's health journeys that just snowball.
Yeah. And then until they desperately need the emergency room.
You know, having heart attacks or right. until they can't breathe or until, you know, crazy.
Yeah. So you said you're in Collin County.
Yes.
You guys are on the east side of town.
We are. We are in downtown McKinney. So there's the public library is our kind of like guidepost, if you will.
Okay.
So we say, if you find the library, just turn around and you'll see us on the corner there.
That's great. So how long have you guys been around?
The clinic itself started in 2017.
Okay.
Dreaming began, I think, 2015. And then the facility that we are currently in was 2019 when we moved in.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how'd you get involved?
Well, fun fact, my best friend, Caitlin, is the founder. And we've been besties since we were five. And so when her and her doctor husband were approached by the Parks Church, which is the church that started the Hope Clinic, they, you know, I was involved in those, just hearing about it. Mm-hmm. And so night one, I was a volunteer. You know, I got rooked in, but I would have shown up whether they wanted me or not. So, yeah,
that's great. So describe what it would be like if you, let's say you're someone in Collin County, mm-hmm. you don't have insurance, yeah. you don't have a lot of money. Going to the doctor would be a hardship, like you said.
Oh, yeah. There's cash pay price, which is one of your arms.
Right.
Which people
yeah,
typically
or a kidney.
Need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they would come to you guys and talk through what it would be like.
So I actually do all of our enrollment.
Okay.
I want to meet every patient. I want to have a face-to-face. I want to get to know them. We love to build relationships with our patients as well. So you come on a Monday, either between 10 and 12 or 2 and 4. You bring your photo ID, proof of Collin County residence. So if it's on your ID, super. If it's not, bring a bill or a lease or something
yeah.
that shows your ID or your address. And then we do have income qualifications. You have to be 200% or below federal poverty limit. But even if you worked 40 hours a week at minimum wage, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's just so, especially net worth. And
yeah,
so,
it's everything's so expensive.
Yeah, you come, you fill out paperwork, and then I put it in the system. You know, use the calculator for a hot second, and then you leave that day with your first appointment scheduled.
That's great. And yeah. So you guys, I'm assuming, see all ages?
13 and up.
Oh, 13 and up. Okay, mm-hmm. So not peds.
We don't have a pediatrician. Early okay. in the stages of the clinic, we had a volunteer pediatrician, but as we no longer have her, it's not best practice.
Right. No, 13 you want someone and up, yeah. who's knowledgeable and mm-hmm. experienced in that field.
Yeah.
So, okay, so 13 and up. And then they can see you for just any kind of medical issue that they're experiencing?
Pretty much. I mean, we are your PCP. So we always right. say, we're your new doctor. Welcome. So are you needing help with your blood pressure? Do you want to have your blood work done? Are you struggling to breathe? Does your right knee give you trouble? Really, that's our first step, is to figure out who you are, what you're looking for, how we can partner with you on your journey to health, and how we can provide you with either care in the clinic or connect you with the many resources in Collin County that
yeah, I was gonna ask that. Are there other resources that help you guys do what you do?
Oh yes. So I mean, Hope Women's Center, you know, if patients come to us
with a pregnancy
and they're pregnant or they're considering terminating a pregnancy, or they are looking for certain STI testing, anything like that, we will steer them toward Hope Women's Center. And then if people need clothing or food, you know, we have so many resources in this community that are wanting to stay in their lane and do their thing really well. Mm-hmm. So not 75 people have to reinvent the right. wheel each time.
Which and is so, what I like about our yeah. our community. It seems
there's so many people who
people are smart about that.
Well, I'm glad, because I have no clue about how to handle food.
Yeah.
And so we try to have as many resources as we can. Hope Clinic itself has been incredibly blessed to make really good partnerships. There are so many good human beings out there who are ologists. So insert whatever specialty ologist at the mm-hmm. end. And so, because we are primary care, so we do hit a ceiling.
Sure.
We don't do surgeries, you know, but we've got Texas Health Resources mammogram trucks come out once a quarter and do mammograms in the parking lot. Sounds creepy, but it's
closed
real.
Up.
It's real. Yeah. And, we've got a lot of Baylor doctors. We've got THR doctors. We've got just so many resources that we can refer out for a significantly low price, if not charitable, like completely free, depending on financial assistance available.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's great. So what about lab work and things like that, or x-rays? Or
We actually just have a grant where we can cover the cost of your labs. The majority of our labs are covered. If you're looking for some kind of like insane specialty lab, we try to work with them, Quest Diagnostics, to get a really low, fair price. Mm-hmm. And so that's our goal. But yeah, we do most of our labs in-house, unless, like I said, it's a specialty lab that has to be done at a Quest Center. But you can just go and make an appointment. We utilize Touchstone Imaging a lot. They have a financial assistance program. And so the goal would be that patients would not be responsible for 100% of their right. imaging. And so
yeah, that's great. Yeah. So it's like, not only are you getting medical care, but you're getting resources
absolutely
to help you yeah. navigate. The medical system is so complicated yeah. and difficult, even for those of us who have insurance.
Yeah, it breaks people's brains. And a lot yeah. of times just that first step of getting a door closed in your face is enough to deter people from getting the care that they need and that they deserve. Yeah. So our goal is to make sure that they see themselves the way that God sees them. And that is a person who's worthy of taking care of themselves.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Someone who God loves and is made in his image. Mm-hmm. And then you yeah. guys get to give people the dignity of feeling like you're worthy of being taken care of.
Oh, absolutely. We find that the majority of our female patients, especially the mothers, come in and they have just given of themselves, and it's everything that they have goes toward everybody else, which mm-hmm. is a selfless way to live. And if, you know, you have a mom, you know, if you are a mom, you know that it's kids first, what else I can do second, right? And so mm-hmm. we've got so many women who come in who have just so many basic needs that they have said, well, you know, my kid needed to do this. So, you know, I haven't been able to breathe for 4 years.
Right.
And it's like,
it's
an inhaler.
Pain.
You just need an yeah. inhaler, you know? And yeah. so our goal is to try to instill that Imago Dei reminder in people who've forgotten. So,
yeah, that's beautiful. That's really good. And what's something you're celebrating right now in your ministry?
So we at Hope Clinic look at our mission field as like long-term missions. So some Like, there's a couple faith-based clinics in the Collin County area, and they are acute care. So it's like, you see that patient once, you probably never see him again. Mm-hmm. So their version of ministry is very like, we want to go hard, and we want to like open scripture, and we want to like ask really hard and deep questions. And that is their model. And that is really great. Mm-hmm. We see our patients over months and years. Mm-hmm. And so
build
our
relationships our, with them. That's You're our their
goal. Exactly. Exactly. And so our goal is to look at it as like a long-term mission where we want to kind of earn that, to use a very church term, relational equity, to be able to speak into someone's life. And pray with our patients. So we have something called a patient advocate, who is the last person that every patient sees. They finish out the appointment. So once you're doctored and nursed and medicated and all the things, the last person to come in is a volunteer. It's the only volunteer position in our clinic where Christianity is a requirement, which is really cool because we have seen fruit from volunteers who are coming in. So we always want to celebrate that. But, you know, we've spent just years with some of our patients. So actually recently, our model has really been affirmed because we've had a lady who, she came in July of 2022, and I have spent a lot of patient advocacy time with her. And every time it was, how is your appointment? How are you doing? Tell me about your father. How did his surgery go? Or, you know, whatever we'd spoken to previously. And every time when we get to the part where I say, well, is there anything that I can be praying for you about? If a patient wants us to pray with them in the room, we do. If a patient asks us hard questions, we dive in. But this particular patient is very spiritual, not religious. And so she always has said, no, thank you. I don't want prayer. And so we honor that as well. Sure. And but each time I've been with her, I say, okay, well, that's totally fine. Here's what I'm going to pray for you this week. Just that the Lord would, you know, help your dad through his surgery, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And she's been so kind and receptive. And this last time she was in the clinic, it was like another one of our patient advocates was just chatting with her. And she just out of the blue was like, I've never wanted anyone to pray with me, but I would like you to pray for me today. Like, wow. And it's been since July of 2022. And I think, you know, we don't know what people are walking in with. We don't know what kind of maybe religious trauma or church hurt or just
relationship.
We just don't know what people are walking in and how distorted their view of who God is is. And so our goal is to show people Jesus by being Jesus. Yes. And it was really exciting because she's starting to ask questions and she's letting us pray with her, and she's really just opening up this door. So our goal is to be able to plant seeds, and, you know, we understand that we may never see fruit.
Right.
But our goal is to plant those seeds so that many, many years from now, when, you know, we enter said pearly gates, you know, I can say, oh my gosh, it's you.
Yes.
I've been praying for you since I was, you know, had brown hair and not gray hair. Right. And so, you know, our goal is to plant those seeds. And so that was the most recent. Like, I cried when I read that note in her chart because I've been praying for this patient, and it was so exciting to see God just soften a heart over time and let that. And we got that little veil pulled back. We got to see the fruit, which we don't often get to see.
Yeah, but just the fact that you want to care for them is going to break down some barriers because so many people that are in that kind of situation, they're used to being treated like freeloaders or people that need assistance are often not given the kind of dignity that you are giving them, and that's got to speak volumes to people.
We have a lot of people come in and they feel prejudged. They feel and not necessarily even religiously, they feel prejudged for needing
system,
help.
Or,
I promise, you know, I'll get myself on my feet and I will pay it forward. I will donate. I will volunteer. And that's fine. And we, you know, we'll welcome that if the time comes. But we always like to say, we're here because you are loved. Like, we're here, you know, we are loved because God loved us first, right? And so that's why we are here, because we've been loved and we've been blessed, and we want to make sure you know you are loved, and we want to bless you as well. So it's really, it's hard work. It's not,
always gratifying.
We don't
moment.
Always get to see the fruit, whether it's medically or spiritually, but God is so good to remind us constantly of just bringing story after story. You know, he's constantly giving us patients who have walked with him longer than I ever will, who pray for us and who speak wisdom into our lives and who are ministering to us as a staff, ministering to our non-Christian volunteers who are just looking to do some good. And so it's been really cool to see just the fruit from that in all different aspects. But yeah. It's hard work. It's good work. And every single week we get to meet Jesus coming through the doors.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
So what about challenges that you guys are facing? What are some things?
You know, some of that specialty care is a big challenge. Obviously finding ologists in their own practices who can, you know, take that next step and see, you know, our patients with some more heavy duty medical issues. Mm-hmm. So like lupus or, you know, neurology issues. Endocrinology, diabetes is just so hard. We also are expanding, which is really, really great. But with expansion comes the need for more volunteers. We need more patient advocates. We need more people who have Jesus at the center of their lives, who want to give up 4 to 6 hours once a week, twice a month, to come and sit and listen.
Now,
to
do your patient advocates need medical knowledge? Mm-mm. No.
I studied Spanish and music, and God put me in healthcare. So,
okay,
if I can do it,
yeah, that's great. Anybody that's good can. For our listeners to yeah. know, because this conversation may have, you know, be sparking something in them, yeah. thinking, "Wow, yeah. I'd like to be involved in something like that." That may be where God's calling them.
Yeah.
So you're saying that they don't have to be a doctor or a nurse?
Absolutely not.
Although I'm sure you could use some of them too.
We absolutely could. We will take any and all medical. Humans who know what they're doing. But I always tell people I'm a muggle. I'm on this side of it, but we are still useful.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So volunteering is good. And then I'm sure you could always use financial support.
Always financial support. We have a patient benevolence fund that we've been blessed with. So when a patient, we find a benevolent doctor or surgeon, we've had a patient who has needed a hysterectomy since the time of our clinic started. I just enrolled, we're in the four digits. So we're in 2,200 and blah, blah, blah patients that we've enrolled. This patient is a double digit patient. So she was, you know, one of our first probably 40 patients and has needed a hysterectomy so badly this whole time. And is just roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And through our patient benevolence fund, she's going to be getting that in the next like few months.
That's great.
Which is going to make her life a livable.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
I'm sure.
But that financial aid will run out. Touchstone imaging is wonderful. It's not guaranteed 100% for our patients who don't have any income, especially our unhoused neighbors, patients who are stay-at-home moms. We have found that if you don't have your own income, that you are denied financial assistance. So that a lot of that, I call it the Benny Fund, the Benevolence Fund, goes toward helping our patients just get some basic imaging mm-hmm. who really, really need it. And mm-hmm. so we're always looking, you know, we have our end of year push campaign. Please look for that on our website. North Texas Giving Day was just incredible for us. And so we're so grateful if you gave. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It goes directly into these patients' care. It goes into the medications that we get that mm-hmm. we help pay for. A lot of our patients qualify for us to cover half the cost of a lot of their medications, equipment.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Supplies.
Medical stuff. Yeah. All that's expensive and takes mm-hmm. funding.
Absolutely.
What you guys are doing. So, yeah. So what's your website?
HopeClinicMcKinney.org.
All right. So I'm going to put all this in the show notes so people can find it. Yeah, but yeah, yes, yeah. Check it out. See what they're doing over there. Well, I'm going to pray for you and your ministry.
Thank you.
And we always close the show in prayer.
I love it. We're praying people. So
we're praying people. It's Hope Day.
Yeah.
So, and then don't forget, everyone, it's our Missions Focus Month. And so we also take a missions offering at the end of this month. And that allows us as Christ Fellowship to help our ministry partners. So
can I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
I just realized I have attended a few services here in Spanish. I love Christ Fellowship en Español. Mm-hmm. I speak a little Spanish, but we are desperately in need of interpreters as well.
Okay.
Quality of care is super important to us. And so we have a very high standard for our interpreters as native speakers. Our goal is to not have to have young children be interpreters or family members, because that puts patients in uncomfortable positions having to discuss their like bodies with their daughter or son-in-law or whomever is in the room. And so if any interpreters out there are looking to volunteer, we would be eternally grateful.
That's great. Yes. Yeah. I will pass that along too. That's great. All right. Well, let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for what you are doing through Hope Clinic. Thank you that you have put this in the hearts of these people to serve your people, to serve your image bearers in this way. Lord, we want people to be healthy. We want people to be well. We want them to have quality of life. And Lord, thank you that there is a place people can go. And so, Lord, I just pray for all of us that our hearts would be softened, that we would be motivated to give or serve or volunteer in some way to help others be able to get the medical care that they desperately need. So Lord, I just thank you for all that you're doing in this ministry. And I just pray that they would continue to receive blessings, finances, volunteers, all the things they need to continue going. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for being here. All right, everybody. We will see you back next week.
Is it done?
It's done.